It's Property Tuesday on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, and tonight we discuss buying or selling your home made easier with South Africa's first property marketplace. Easy.com CEO Sean Minnie joins us for this discussion. Welcome to Money Talk, Sean.
Thank you, Trini.
Talk us through how your platform makes buying or selling a home easier. What sets this apart from the traditional way of doing things?
I think I should start with why we did it. I've been in the industry for 20 years, and in that time, the industry moved very slowly in changing itself and becoming more efficient, whilst the world moved on. And we sat back and we said, how can we make this better for customers? How can we build a more efficient trading environment, buying and selling property? And we came up with the concept of a marketplace being a place where people can easily trade, can get information, can transact, can see what's available. And we set about this ambitious task of building a property marketplace where you could see what's available, you could speak with a buyer and seller on the other side, and if you wanted to transact, you could transact in a transparent and efficient manner and save yourself a whole lot of cash in the process.
How has this been received then, especially for some in South Africa who may say that they are not that tech savvy?
It is true that some of our customers have been cautious in using the technology. And for that purpose, we've put people in place that can assist customers every step of the way. So if you want to see someone in your home that explains the process to you, that puts you onto the platform, that does absolutely everything for you, then we do that. Mm. And it costs you no more money.
How much does it cost then?
It's 29,500 Rand, including VAT, for the entire transaction from start to finish. And whether you choose to do most of it online yourself,
yeah,
or whether you want us to be involved from the start all the way through the transfer, it's the same amount of money.
You are also offering information that was previously available only to estate agents, to buyers and sellers. What effect has this had?
When we identified weaknesses in the current structure, one of the most apparent problems was the lack of transparency. For many reasons, the industry is particularly opaque. And we felt to empower customers, they needed to have all of the information at their disposal to make the right decisions. And in fact, this information is available. Deeds office data is available. The portals have democratized properties for sale. You can see what's available, what competitive properties are on the marketplace. So what we did is we brought all of these bits of information together. We put it into one comfortable place for our consumers to view, and they can use that information to make the right decisions when buying and selling their homes.
How important is it then, Sean, for buyers and sellers in the property market to be well informed in order to ensure an ideal or advantageous deal?
I think it's critically important. And if I can say, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with advantageous. I think fair deal is the right deal for buyer and sellers. So transparency is critically important to that, and I'll tell you why. In the marketplace at the moment, you typically have an offer received from a buyer arrive via your estate agent, and they would say to you, I've got an offer, it's open until 8 o'clock this evening, I think it's a fair offer, I think you should accept it, or maybe change this or that. But you may very well find that there are one or two other buyers pondering that property at the same time, but no one's aware of that.
Yeah.
So what we've done is you make the offer online. When that offer is received, we automatically advise everyone that's been interested in the property that an offer has been received, what the amount of that offer is, so they have the time to improve on that offer if they want. So everyone is aware of that offer having come in, everyone that's interested in the property. So that ensures that both buyer and seller get the right deal for that property at that particular point in time.
That's one of the unique features for the seller in this regard. Talk us through the other features that are available, particularly that of changing a listing price, images and other details online at any time that the seller feels that they should.
So from a seller's perspective, they firstly can list the property themselves. If they wish to do so, they can go online, list the entire property. Whether they've listed it or we've listed it for them, they can change the price at any point in time, add images, take images off, change any other details. They can do that from a beach in Hawaii. They can receive any offers that come in 24/7. They can accept those offers. They can reject those offers. So there is total control from the seller's perspective in terms of marketing these properties successfully and making decisions through the process of selling their property.
In your view, Sean, is there enough education in South Africa for buyers and sellers, or is the trend still that we mostly rely on estate agents when buying or selling a home?
I think we do rely quite heavily on the experience and the knowledge of estate agents, and I don't want to discount that. I think that is really valuable knowledge, and estate agents, there are many fantastic estate agents that offer excellent value to the market. But I think buyers and sellers are becoming better informed. I referred earlier to the democratization of information portals, Property 24 and Private Property. So buyers and sellers are wiser than they were 15 years ago.
Yeah.
When I came into the industry, and I'm giving away my age here, you know, only the estate agent knew which properties were for sale, for what price they were for sale, which buyers were in the market. Today we speak to each other in social media, we go online, we see what properties are for sale, we can walk through them. So I think buyers and sellers are getting better informed all the time. I do, though, think there are specific parts of transacting the sale of residential property that sit uncomfortably with many buyers and sellers. So typically the negotiation around price is an uncomfortable process in someone's lounge regarding an asset that they feel emotionally attached to.
Yes.
So we try and take those bits of the transaction and say, let us do that for you. Let us show your property for you. So I think buyers and sellers are well informed to answer your question, far better than they were many years ago. But there's still many areas that the expertise of the property professional is vital.
Would you then say that a platform such as yours, easy.com, is the future of the South African residential property market?
Saying the future is probably a bit rich. I think we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
I think we've fundamentally changed some of the areas that are problematic, that make the industry less efficient, that make the industry expensive. A simple example is just the offer process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an estate agent gets an offer, drives across town at 8 o'clock in the evening, signs an offer, drives to the seller who then wants to make a counter offer and goes back to the buyer to accept the counter. It's extremely inefficient. So by simply making the offer online, we've taken away all of that inefficiency and made the process far more efficient. And then the whole range of other technology add-ons that make it significantly more efficient. So I think we're certainly starting to solve the problem. I'd certainly like to think so.
Thank you so much for a wonderful and informative chat. Easy.com CEO Sean Minnie speaking to us about buying or selling your home made easier for Property Tuesday.